The Collingwood Salvation Army thrift store is closed permanently, a decision the charity headquarters is referring to as strategic. Though very few details have been provided by Salvation Army at this time, an official statement notes the closure was effective November 1 and the decision was made after a strategic review. The statement promises the other community and family services provided by Salvation Army in Collingwood will not be impacted, and that people will still be provided clothing and household items from other locations in the area through the charity's voucher program. The store has been closed since early September, though it was referred to as a temporary closure until now. The temporary closure was attributed officially to unforeseen circumstances. Major Calvin Collins, the pastor at Collingwood Salvation Army, said he could only confirm the thrift shop is closed and that the Salvation Army will be expanding its food bank. In moving forward and planning for our programming here in Collingwood, a thrift store is not part of that planning, said Collins in a phone interview with Collingwood Today. We are expanding our food bank, which is a greater need. Glenn Van Gulik, Divisional Secretary for Public Relations and Territorial Marketing for Salvation Army, confirmed the food bank will expand into the former thrift store space, but likely not until the new year. This will include a couple of offices and areas where additional support can be provided to individuals and families needing assistance, said Van Gulik in an email to Collingwood Today. The items that were left in the thrift store when it closed in September have been packed up, but Collins couldn't confirm where they were being sent. Referring all questions to the Salvation Army's territorial offices. The items, said Van Gulik, will be sent to local charities and businesses and other Salvation Army thrift stores. The food bank and church remain open. A sign posted on the door of the thrift shop at Salvation Army in Collingwood. Erica Engel, Collingwood Today.